you know, that first quarter, I think he played it about as well as you'd wanted to, down five, even though you committed a lot of turnovers. But that seemed to be the story tonight, and the pressure for Lakin really amped up and flustered your point guards.
Yeah, we left them in some pretty tough spots, and they're having to bring the ball up against the pressure. We kind of forgot about them there. You know, a couple of times we didn't flash back and hit our gaps, but, you know, their pressure was. It was another step up from what we'd seen, you know, against anybody really. So, you know, credit them. But I thought we just left our guard out there to dry a couple of times and made him do a lot more than what he should have had to do, and all of them really. But, you know, we missed a couple of, you know, opportunities. But when you're, mm-hmm. when you're feeling that pressure, you know, it's hard to slow it down in your head and really look up the floor. But, you know, the first quarter was pretty decent. We had talked a lot about, you know, handling the pressure. If there's not a layup there, then we need to get into our set. And we weren't really able to do that a lot. But we did have some opportunities. I thought they took a punch, you know, late in that first quarter. And we were still standing. We were still sitting there, you know, in a pretty good spot. And it just kind of kept happening over and over after that.
Well, and that second quarter, just a couple of times, and Hunter Davis, he's 5'10", but he plays much bigger than that, and he really kind of flustered you guys in that backcourt. He got a lot of steals, which turned into a lot of points off turnovers there tonight for Lakin.
Yeah, he's a great ball player. I mean, he is very, very good with the ball in his hand, and he is really hard to stay in front of. So it's tough, and he does a good job playing post defense down there on bigger guys. But he's just a really good ball player. He makes them go, and our matchup zone was all right until he really started attacking, which is what, you know, we kind of talked about that, and just, you know, in the pregame show was we've got to you know, keep him out of the paint, because once he gets in there, I mean, they start moving the ball really, really well, looking for that next open pass, and they did a great job of that. And he's hard to guard, you know. And when we did go man, when the ball's moving like that, it's hard to remember your man responsibilities. Sometimes you just get caught up chasing, and you know, but the pressure is what, you know, kind of created that, you know, kind of threw us off balance a little bit and a little bit wild, and, offense and defense. So, you know, a lot of credit to them. They're a good ball team, and we knew that coming in, obviously. They did another great job tonight.
Well, Blaine Culp, he had a big first quarter, scoring at all of six of his points in the first quarter. I thought he was really a catalyst of getting you guys going on the offensive side. And then you really had a big second half from Lawson Bailey. He ended up with 10 of his 12 points in the second half, and it was good to see him be a little assertive there in the offense and set a pretty high mark there for him.
Yeah, he was very aggressive. He's one of those guys that he plays until he basically shuts down, and he plays as hard as he can. So you've really got to be you've got to appreciate effort like that, a kid that, you know, leaves it all out there. And he's got you know, the ability to elevate and get up. So he kind of likes that little mid-range pull-up, and he can knock down the three. And he's going to be a player for, you know, the next couple of years. It's going to be one to watch, because he really loves the game, and he works on it all the time. You know, look forward to seeing him, you know, play next year.
You hate to see a season come to an end, and I kind of mentioned this toward the end of the broadcast here. This team may have been ending 5-16, but this is a pretty tough schedule this year. You guys, probably one of the toughest I can remember in a long time. You've had a couple of number ones. You played four of the top 10 teams in the state in Class 3A. You played another highly ranked team in Class 2A. You played a tough schedule here this year and played some 5A and 6A schools along the way. But I thought the maturation process of your team, you were a very young team. Just one returning starter, a couple more that had played some pretty decent minutes. But I thought this team up and down, and the coaching staff really helped to get this team to grow a lot here during this year.
Yeah, you know, I told our guys it's really tough to go through a season, you know, when losses start to pile up on you. It's tough. What's even tougher than that is handling it with the character and the class that they handled it with. I mean, you talk about winter sports in general are really long seasons. And when things aren't going the way that you want them to, it's really easy to get down on each other, on yourself, on everybody. Man, our guys they didn't do that at all. They showed up every day, you know, and were coachable. They worked hard. And so at the end of the day, you know, what they're going to do beyond a basketball season is going to be, you know, head and heels above, you know, what happened here tonight. You know, we've got our seniors, I mean, we've got kids going, you know, to the Naval Academy. We got dudes that are, you know, 34, 33 ACTs. I mean, guys that are, they're great kids. And so we'll celebrate that tonight. You know, that's what we're losing. And, but again, I thought the character that they showed night in and night out was unmatched by anybody.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned that those six seniors, they were hard workers. They brought it to their lunch pail to practice every day.
Yeah, for sure. They did. And, we know what we're going to get from those guys. You know, Bland will dive through a wall if he thinks it might, you know, help us out. You know, Sawyer's going to hit everything moving with the full strength that he has, and on down the list. You know, Harrison for 4 years, you know, was put in spots where he had to handle the ball all by himself a lot of the times. You know, all these guys, you know, Josh played a lot of basketball, you know, throughout the summers, and you know, he showed up and played hard. Isaac, you know, guys that didn't even get a ton of playing time, and you throw a season like this on top of it, and still to show up and you know, do the things that they did, it speaks volumes on them. And, you know, congratulations to, you know, Isaac. He's going to go run track, and you know, very proud of him for that.
Well, with that being said, thanks again, Coach, for the time here. It's been a tough season. We got 21 games in. I think we can celebrate that as well. We had a little pauses along the way this year, mainly weather and one with COVID-related. We got them all in. But appreciate all the time and everything, Coach, here, and access to your program, and we'll see you around.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate everything from you.